everyone. This is a Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry. I would say madness. We were talking a little bit backstage, and I just think it's a very tricky time. The amount of, I don't know what to call it, disrespect for the planet really is shocking to me. The amount we seem to be just aggressively dumping as many poisons. You know, this administration is just so pro-profit for all corporate sectors that it's, you know, the FDA just approved glyphosate. Like, no problem. It's fine here. Meanwhile, France has banned it completely. No. Ecuador has banned it. Even Russia has banned it. And yet we seem to, for some reason, think, oh, that's good. Sure, apply more. And there, that's just one example of many things, that we just seem to be out to get the planet. And you know how that makes me in a bad mood.
Do you think we should do a show and test people's voices for glyphosate? Because that's what we do here at the Research Center. We stick a microphone in front of your face and say, talk to me for 30 seconds, and we can tell you all kinds of things about your voice. Let's do that. Let's
do one. I think that's a great idea.
Just for glyphosate. We often like to do things that will help people along the way, whatever's coming up. And one of the things we do a lot is go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com, and we look at the date and what frequencies are coming to the earth at the moment. And some of these issues that are coming to the earth right now, calcium, linoleic acid, carnitine, these are things that help the body's heart and help us detox. And that's certainly one of the things that we need to do is detox. That it causes cancer. And so that's one of the things that's coming up this week. The frequencies of calcium are coming at us from outer space. And these are frequencies that NASA follows. I don't know why. It probably has something to do with orbits or something. But we look at it as frequencies that will affect your mood, your health. And Richard often calls me or gets in touch probably 2 or 3 days before this ever becomes effective. I don't know how he's getting affected by this before it comes into play by the numbers, but any of these coming up, tooth plaque is active, time for renewal and regrowth, brain-derived nootropic factors, renewal of cells, and here's a little ditty we put up with it. The human brain generates more electrical impulses in a single day than all the world's telephones put together. Isn't that awesome?
That's amazing.
So calcium is involved. So there might be some muscle cramps. Cortisol, sleep might be disturbed in the last few days. What else is in here? So going to soundhealthoptions.com, we look at our mission to be able to give you information about frequencies, even your own and the solar system, and how it affects you. This week?
Well, I know that I didn't mean to be a predictor, but I had been noticing I had been having sleep issues. I've never had a great relationship to sleep. And more recently, it's been even less. Just in the past few days, I noticed, geez, that's not good. I shouldn't be up now. I went to bed much later. And so that's not good. So I did notice that. And it's funny you should mention plaque, because I was flossing my teeth last night, and I thought, that feels like plaque. I don't usually have plaque because I rinse with things and do stuff. And so maybe it's just me.
Well, the other things, it says that water gain in the fingers are going to be an issue. And I've noticed that and even in typing. So this is just a ditty that we print out for you every week from Sound Health Options in support of how frequencies can influence your life. Even frequencies from other people and foods and animals and radiation, pollution. And so we are going to, I think glyphosate's a noted D, and that would be liver issues. So people who are glyphosate poisoned might have some enzymes that are a little out of whack. There was another one, just an announcement that we wanted to make sure everyone knew about. We're going to talk today about something called flagyl. And we've been following a woman for almost 6 months who took a flagyl, and it caused extreme fibromyalgia. So just something that you might want to consider as we go through tonight's information to try to help people with fibromyalgia. And we've done that many times. Do you have any announcements, Richard, before we get started?
I think because I know how this goes, I'll say this one now about the right after I end the Blog Talk Radio feed or show, when you hear the music here, that means that the show, the audio portion of the show, will be available in about 15 minutes afterwards, and you can go back to soundhealthoptions.com, and you'll find the link on the Sound Health Options radio page, and then for today it'll be at Happy Hour, and you'll find the link there that will take you back to the Blog Talk page where you can see the show notes and or listen to the link. And then Sherry usually gets the video up and edited and up by the following morning. But if you want to listen to the audio or pass it on to somebody, I know a lot of people out there that I talk to that have fibromyalgia issues. This is a show that they're really going to know about. So I think it's a good one to pass around.
This one, we're going to try to do a demonstration if we have a volunteer with our fibromyalgia program. And we are going to do another 2-hour program about how to use this software if you want to start to help people in your community. And we'll also help you set up a bioacoustic center. So anybody who wants to do that, please get in touch. I am, one too many, Sherry Edwards, and I run the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. We are a non-profit organization dedicated to the idea that your voice can diagnose for your body through the frequencies of your brain that run through the recurrent laryngeal nerve, and that your voice, your body, your eyelashes, whatever part of you is there, is a holographic representation of all that you are. And what we want to do is begin to give you that information so that you can begin to embrace the idea of self-health. We're going to be using the portal this evening, and any of you want to, I didn't mean to do that, anybody who wants to join the portal, we've made arrangements for 30 days free use of the portal, soundhealthportal.com, so you can kind of get your feet wet and learn how to do this. So our mission is to help other people learn this, learn what it is, and to share it with their community, because we know that people with similar traumas, issues, syndromes, diseases have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. We've known this for about more than 10 years. In 2004, we finally put it out to the public. I have to admit, I was just scared that the FDA or AMA or somebody was going to come down here and stop me from using this. So I was trying to reach as many people as possible and teach them to do this so this never died. I think this is the medicine of the future. On space travel here on Earth and space adventures, I think it's Star Trek medicine. So we're going to concentrate today on fibromyalgia. 8% of the population has fibromyalgia, and I think that's low. Just like the lady with took medication, Flagyl, I think that's part of it. I also think we lack nitric oxide. That's a big part of it, because that helps the body detox. I think poisons like glyphosate are a big part of it. And so we're trying to help people, and we've had such great success about what's going on. We wanted to share it. Think about 8% of adults have some sort of rheumatism, and they call fibromyalgia a form of rheumatism. But we have found at least 3 different issues with fibromyalgia that conventional medicine has not shared or brought up. We know that the state of your health can be found in your voice, and I'm going to prove it to you here in a few minutes. We want to train you today and in this next 2-hour class to use the Sound Health Portal to set up fibromyalgia reports, collect data, share the data with us so we can share with all of our practitioners, and to help you put together a fibromyalgia community outreach. So this is Jane, and she was a realtor. She had fibromyalgia, and I said, what do you want to do when you don't have this anymore, this pain? She said, I'm going skiing. And so it was 30 days had passed, and I finally called her and said, you know, what's going on? I got her office, and they said she wasn't there. She was out skiing. What I like about what she's saying here, I wanted to believe, but I just couldn't. Even though the pain was gone, it took me a long time to convince myself that the pain was not coming back. and we're going to share the reasons for that in just a few minutes. This is Valerie Elijah from a local radio station, and I'm going to play her video that happened several years ago. This happened live.
I'm going to get up and it's going to go away.
This woman lives in constant pain. Now she hopes the use of sound of her own voice to ease her agony. A special report tonight.
Can the sound of your voice tell doctors you will soon be sick or hurt? An Ohio researcher with Miami Valley Ties believes that is true.
Marcia Bonhart explains why her new age theory sounds so interesting, Marcia.
Talking Colleen, it is called bioacoustics. And there's a local woman who hopes her own voice will finally tell doctors how to treat her chronic debilitating pain.
Hi, this is Valerie Elijah. Join me Saturday night.
Valerie Elijah is a busy wife, mother, and a community affairs director for a local radio station.
I'll see you there.
It may not look like it, but she spends every day in agony, often unable to sleep.
I mean, I pray for it every night that the next day I'm going to get up and it's going to go away, but I know that it's not.
Valerie's ordeal began 16 years ago, right after the birth of her twin daughters.
The fatigue, I can't even describe to you.
Valerie saw scores of doctors. Finally, a specialist at the Cleveland Clinic diagnosed her with fibromyalgia, a disorder that fills her body with consistent, unexplained, excruciating pain.
Just go ahead and put them on.
That's why Valerie was anxious to meet this fairborn woman, Sherry Edwards, considered the foremost expert on bioacoustics.
We take a sample of your voice, usually 30 to 40 seconds long. We subject that set of notes and frequencies and words that you use to a computer, and the computer puts it in order.
Edwards believes each of us has a unique frequency expressed through our voice. When we get sick or when we're about to get sick, Edwards claims she can see it in voice patterns.
If we were going to play it back, it would sound like from the very lowest to the very highest.
My twins' names are Kiara.
Edwards
Brandy.
Took Valerie's voice sample.
Born August.
She also hooked Valerie to headphones that carry a sound designed to ease the pain.
We'll hear just a really low kind of thumping sound.
Within 5 minutes, Valerie Elijah said her pain decreased. That's when Edwards showed her the findings of her vocal print. The computer compared that print to patterns known to show fibromyalgia.
It's a high sort of upward triangular shape, and it's thick on one side, but it's thin on the other, and that tells me it's toxicity.
For Valerie, some answers she hopes will unlock the mystery of her pain.
It's good to know, but it's also scary, you know, that you have toxins in your body and pathogens in your body that are going to cause problems, but I'd rather know so that hopefully I can do something about it.
For Edwards, the satisfaction of helping a client who has suffered so much for so long.
We've been able to create a technology that I think is going to change medicine.
That took about 7 minutes, and she was down to about a 7 in what she was feeling. She still couldn't go upstairs. And in the next few minutes, we were able to detox her body. It was Pitocin that she was poisoned with, a medication they had given her to start labor when she was having her twins. The Pitocin laid down in the muscle striations and along the nerves and caused her pain because it was inflaming her nerves. In her case, we gave her an antidote by sound for the Pitocin. That's an easy thing to do. And we gave her a set of frequencies that took the lactic acid. The lactic acid is what makes you stiff when you exercise. So we have a formula that we were able to use with her to give her lactic acid and pyruvate. P-Y-R-U-V-A-T-E, and you can buy that at your health food store. The other thing that we found with people who have fibromyalgia, there's two very distinct people. One, cases, I should say. One is the toxicity, like Valerie's case, and the body needs to detox Nitric oxide helps detox because it acts as that wall between the capillaries and the muscles to allow the body's intelligence to pick up the trash and carry it out. And without that movement, you know, the body gets really upset with pollutants. The other one we found is, I can't get the sword here, an inability to process iron. You don't see that in any of the videos or information about fibromyalgia. In particular, it's this last step here, ferrochelatase. And this is shared with people who have iron problems, with people who have Parkinson's. And so we have a way of giving you this ferrochelatase by sound, and it takes away the pain. The other we found, we could use a thalassemia software, which is all about iron, or leukemia, or Parkinson's, any of these databases. The hepcidin, which is about the iron proteins, enzymes, transferrin, all of these we look for, and you don't see it in the literature. We're about 20 years ahead of any of the literature. Medications that cause low iron, metformin is probably the biggest one. Statins cause issues with CoQ10 that feed the muscles. I need a drink. Naproxen, aspirin. So in looking at all of these, especially this ferrochelatase, getting that back, because what this does is accumulate too much iron, or it uses the iron in a way that it shouldn't be used. So for any of our people who have fibromyalgia, we check them for iron. We have totally substantiated the relief of pain and stiffness and fatigue associated with fibromyalgia, and we want everybody to have it. We have created two testing tone boxes for professionals, the iron-colored one, the orangey one, or the lactic acid one, the yellow one. So if you're going to work with fibromyalgia, one of these boxes will usually take away the pain, and sometimes we had to add additional things to it, like the antidote for the Pitocin. So we are very sure that whoever controls health will be controlling our quality of life. Whoever controls health controls the quality of life. Look at the cost of medications. Look at the side effects of medications. Look at forced vaccines. Look at pollutants like glyphosate that countries smarter than us, than the United States, who loves their citizens and want them to be healthy, decide that glyphosate is poisonous and they don't want it used, but not the U.S. Somebody's pocket is being filled up. Why else would somebody deliberately be feeding you poison? So we're trying very hard by giving classes away, giving software away, textbooks we're giving away, because we are so concerned that your health is just being wrecked. You want to comment on that, Richard? Did you step away, Richard?
Oh, no, sorry. I was talking away, but I was muted for a moment because I had noise in the background. It really is. It is just astonishing to me about the glyphosate. I did a show a couple of weekends ago, the Sunday show, with Stephanie Seneff, one of the foremost thought leaders on glyphosate and its toxic load. And it's just amazing. It's so pervasive. It's in our water table because it's water soluble, and that means it goes up into the clouds and comes back in as rain. I won't go into the details now, but it's just, it's really amazing that this is just okay. This is approved by our government, and I put our in air quotes, by the government, to just spray more. Spray it, you know, now use it as an exfoliant right before you harvest the food.
It isn't even logical what they're doing. Somebody's getting money out of it. We talk about callous capitalism. They're ruining our health in the name of I can get to sell you this. I'm just appalled and ticked, but I can't do much about it.
Yeah.
Except inform you and give you enough software and information to start a business to counteract this. Start it in your basement. Start it in your living room. I just put in the link for our textbook free. Now, you can go online and buy it if you want the $60, but I just put the link in there for the free one. Also, we are looking at notes. So I have a chart. I didn't mean to go that far. I'm trying to grab the link and put it in chat. This is what some of the notes are that you'll encounter. Control copy. With some of the information we're going to give you, the note of D and D sharp are particularly important for glyphosate poisoning. Pitocin poisoning is a note of B. But if you've had lots of antibiotics or some long-term medication, you're going to be affected by this, and we want to help you look at it. We're also giving you a note correlate chart, nutrient assimilation chart. This tells you what you need. If you find out your magnesium is too high, this chart will tell you what other nutrients you need to use with it to make it work. And you'll be able to do that, if you want, by the end of the session. We also have what we call sonar cards. So if you have the note of F too much, what kind of biochemicals, maltose, lactose, arginine, citrulline, all of those are Krebs cycle. We look at your Krebs cycle, your energy cycle. We also look at your methylation, which is what you digest, how you use your incoming food stuff. We also have these intoxicities that you can look at. There is so much information. I want to ask, too, if someone will raise their hand and be a guinea pig for us this evening. The soundhealthportal.com, you can go there and go to, I think it says services, and ask them to do a fibromyalgia evaluation on you. And it will come back with information that we have gathered so far, so you can see what may be causing your fibromyalgia. We also have an article. I didn't hit the right button here. Soundhealthportal.com. So you can go to special services and look at fibromyalgia. We have articles on fibromyalgia, and we put it up for you. Let me grab this top here. Soundhealthoptions.com, about us, and then media. And there's lots of articles there, press releases about the research that we have done. We also have a video that you're welcome to have and pass around. This is the case, or the press release. This Sound Health Options has put out two videos. One, Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. That's just me talking. Don't pay attention to that. But Miracles of Non-Medicine, And that's on our website. It's also on Vimeo. If you can't find it, write to me. I'll give you a direct link. And it's about all the doctors who work with us and what is happening. You know, a lot of people taking this up, but there's 30-some books that we're in. A couple, just chapter, this one's an entire book. The Duke Encyclopedia of New Medicine says that this was started by me, my first papers in 82. So when you see these things by these other companies who say, we're the first, we're the pioneer, well, they're just trying to take claim. And it's not true. This is being done by my ears and my voice, and we computerized all of that. I think it's something that we knew a long, long time ago, and we forgot. But the insurance companies and whatever makes me say that I am not a medical professional. I'm not here to diagnose or treat or whatever. What we're going to do this evening is give you management reports that you take to your physician, to your wellness provider. We are looking for data. We will send you how to take a vocal print and send it to us. You can take our name off, put your name on, and use this with your client. We have found, in addition to pathways of medical literature, we have found mathways of subtractive frequencies. And we call all of this sonistry, all about sound. And we use frequency equivalents. We take 30 vocal prints that have fibromyalgia. We see what's alike. Then we give the people back the frequencies, and we see what works. That is what the National Institute of Health told us to do. Linda W., your mic is open. Do you want to volunteer?
Sure.
Okay, that was easy. So we're going to go through the technique of how all of this happens. So the first thing we start with is audacity. And in the book I showed you, it shows you where to get it, it's free, where to download it, and how to use it. Now, I have a special phone here called the Polycom. And Linda's mic is open, so we're going to ask her to talk to us for 30 seconds. You see the time here. Do you have fibromyalgia, Linda?
Well, I was told by a doctor at...
Stop. This is good stuff. We should record it. Go ahead.
I was told by a doctor at the Leahy Clinic about 20-something years ago I had fibromyalgia. It was around 1993. And... I know I've been in a terrific amount of pain today. It just seems to be getting worse. And I really don't take anything for it. I'm not on any medications. The only thing he told me at the time was just take aspirin. But
okay, we have
like to take medications.
Okay, I have to take out this clearing your throat. We can play it. Yeah, I have to take that out because it's not really voice. So I'm going to find the scissors here. There. What a little. And just chop that out. We're not going to save this. I'm turning the mic back around. We're going to export it. And again, all of these instructions, how to set up any of this, is in those booklets. So we're going to put in Linda W. Fibro, and I've set my computer up to teach it to put everything in waves that I do it in Audacity. So we're going to save that, and the next thing is to go to the online portal. Soundhealthportal.com. Okay, I'm going to turn your mic off, Linda. There's a lot of commotion going on there. This is what you'd come in with, and it would say, I'm going to say, let's do a new client. Unless we already have yours, do we, Linda? Everybody who has a subscription has storage space. No, that's not going to let me in. Sometimes it gets contrary. And we're going to say we want a new file. It takes longer to do this new file than it does to get your information. So Linda W. Fibro. You can make up your birthday if you want. We use 12-12-12 if you don't want to tell us anything. I cut off your mic, so maybe you could put it in chat. And female. And I don't think we have fibromyalgia down here. Yeah, we do. Region, what state are you in? Linda?
New England.
Okay, thank you. And that's just because if we want to know how many 17-year-olds in Utah have kidney issues, we can look it up. New English, that's not working. New England. Save and continue. Now, we could go look at biomarkers, but we're going to go look at her focal file and her report first, and then we'll come back to biomarkers. So we're just entering her vocal print. There it is. And I have this pure tone check mark that's cat meows and dog whistles and whatever. It weeds it all out. So we now have her in the file. We're going to say save and continue. And I'm going to ask for an evaluation of her file. This is, you have some methylation issues, wouldn't you agree, Richard?
Yep.
Lump in the middle. So we teach you what these big spaces are. We teach you what's too high and what to do about it, too low and what to do about it. These two are particularly important. They're below the red line. That means they're important. These pieces are above our red line. So we're going to say, computer, please pull the points, which is just like taking the sour notes in a song and identifying it. Now, we haven't put in any template. If we put in more than one, it'll show a little bit different. But we're going to go choose fibromyalgia. We could have chosen inflammation, allergies, methylation, Krebs cycle, joints, because they often hurt. We could look at arthritis. They have skin issues. We could look at hives. But we're going to look at one thing, fibromyalgia. So these are all of the different databases that we have. And you can see her first one here is NSYNC, and that's metabolism. That's a high score. But we're going to go for fibro first. It came up. You have 28 hits, 14%. So we're going to go look at what those are. This creates a report. Click here. Well, oh, I have to save. And since we're doing this through the internet, let's open our variance a little wider. you can see the issues right here. Gene, whoops. I said do it for a six. There was a gene for pyruvate. The biochemical for pyruvate. And there was a gene here a minute ago for pyruvate. P-Y-R-U-V-A-T-E. Pyruvate is one of the number one issues for fibromyalgia. There it is, pyruvate, pyruvate, gene, all three, four, five, six. Okay, let's go here and let's look at the Krebs cycle chart. This is about trash and energy at a cellular level. There's the pyruvate. The amino acids, vitamins come down through, join here at coenzyme A, add to it ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and begin to give your cells their energy. And as it does, it detoxes, and that's the detox cycle. So I can see almost immediately here, as we look at this, I guess I need to close that, that's your issue. They didn't know that 20 years ago. They particularly didn't know when it was a gene that's doing it. This has come down through your family. Works with lactic acid to increase cellular oxygen for cellular detoxification. You can buy pyruvate at your local health food store. It'll probably say Krebs cycle on it, K-R-E-B-S. But you cannot buy the frequencies for this gene to open. It's open. It may be that it just needs the pyruvate. If this was low, and here's epigenetic, it means what's making it happen. That's low. Here's another gene, high. We need to use frequencies to open or close this, but we certainly would start with just the pyruvate. Okay, I'm going to make a report for you, and this is what you would do if someone came to your office. Now, 4 pages, that's pretty good. Let's print it, and it's printed. The first page is all instructions. If something's high, do this. If it's low, do that. And then it starts giving you, let's see if we can make this a little bigger. Adenosine, aka AMP, converts to inosine monophosphate by AMP deaminase. Cellular energy player. And it's high. Usually it's not working when it's high, and it'll tell you that up here. It's a biochemical, arginine. It's an amino acid. And you say, what the heck is an amino acid? Well, the last page tells you that amino acid is a human nutrition protein builder, blah, 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 blah. So your body probably isn't building back the body as it breaks down, and that's an important issue. So you look at all of these by priority. This is low, this is high, and we talk to you or your wellness provider and tell them our first step. I'm not allowed to say that the first step I would do would try some pyruvate and see what happens there. If it doesn't give you energy, then I would start using frequency. I would test you on both of the tone boxes. I don't see iron in here at all. So I would say it's either some kind of toxicity that you haven't detoxed or lactic acid. And after the show, I'll print this and send it on to you. Okay, back to, let's cancel that. Back to looking at, whoops, what we're doing here. we can say, let's look at iron. Is there anything in here for iron? Yeah, ferritin. It's low. It's an iron biomarker for fibromyalgia. It just means the iron is not working well. Let's look at lactic acid. These are all reports that you can run on your own with our guest subscription. Now, if you want frequencies, you need to do a little bit more. There's your lactic acid. It's high. And its relevance is 21. That's, depending on what you've opened, that's pretty high. Let's look and see what your highest relevance is. It'll bring us everything. The highest relevance is 26. Behind the scenes, the computer went through your voice, your pitch, the length of duration, everything about your voice, and it came up with a score of 26. That's a lot of 26. Your starch, 24. Your zinc is low, so you're probably losing your sense of smell, too. Nerve growth factor, lowest low. We need to get that in order. But this pyruvate is what shows up the most. I didn't look at oxygen. Yes, there was stuff about oxygen. Lack of oxygen can also cause fibromyalgia. And there's the pyruvate and the lactic acid again. Pyruvate, like we looked at all three things, four times, iron, nitric oxide. No nitric oxide. Although you can get that from beets, and there's you can get it from Amazon. There's a lot of places. The other thing, if you want to take the next step up, we can go look at every database that we have. So click here, and we can look at 8 major systems of the body. This is aging, and it gives you the percentage. I'll look at anything around 10. Aging, allergies, that's 2.1, not 21. Inflammation, 6.5. Your flexibility is a little high. So we'd look at what's causing her flexibility not to be great. So this is low in the middle. Elastin, keratin. So when keratin is high, it affects your hair, usually, and the skin. It's better than having it low. Exploring arthritis, 1.4. Nutrition, glutathione says you there's something strange going on with glutathione. Glutathione is a major detoxifier. Glutathione peroxidase, I can't see that, I have to move it up. Peroxidase. So you have glutathione peroxidase in stress, and it needs to be balanced. We can skip some of these and just go to the bottom. I have to move that up a little bit. This is everything. Says your adrenal cyclase is the worst. 3 out of 37. Leaky gut, 7%. You want to see what might be leaking? Stem cells. Vascular. This will tell you where you looked, where you need to look. We just looked at fibromyalgia, but this will tell you every database to look in and to what percentage. Let's go look at ADNYL. Control, find ADENYL. Okay, it says 3 out of 337. I don't even know what this stuff does. Well, let's just punch and see. It should give us information about what this is. We have a lot of reference resource information in here. No data. Okay, we have to go to outside data and see what that is. Well, usually we can just got two things open. It's confusing me. We usually can just it's not taking me where I want to go. You have to close that. That's it. Operator error. So we should be able to look at this through Wikipedia, and I will in a minute see what it really is, because now I'm curious. It's a gene that encodes enzymes that catalyze the formation of a secondary messenger cyclic adenosine. Oh, the energy cycle. It looks at the energy cycle of the body. And yours is in stress. And that's why that came up and popped up in its own little category. This is only 3%. One. What is your hypoxia issue? One little thing. The diaphragm isn't as strong as it needs to be. What was the second one here on the summary? Oh, leaky gut. That's probably in nutrition. Leaky gut. No, but we come back and look at the stem cells. Let me find leaky gut. A lot of diseases start out with leaky gut because it's the immune system turning on itself because the food stuff in your bowel leaks through and causes your body to set up an allergic response. Okay, somebody's asking a question. Leaky gut could be metabolic. It certainly creates metabolic problems. Bone broth, yes, great for leaky gut. Threonine, we could check for mucin. That's usually one of the issues. Glyphosate attacks the gut lining. So this is what's happening. The circle on the outside, that's too high. And what's on the inside is too low. And there's that adenocyclase again, so it means that's part of your leaky gut. There's the mucin, too low. Need to build that back. That is gene. Cellulose, too high. That adenocyclase, again, we need to balance that out. Candida, high. Best thing I've found for candida is grapefruit seed extract. Nutrabiotic is the brand, the best one. At least I think so. Alcohol is high. Now, this may be people who never touched alcohol, because for some people who have these digestion issues, carbohydrates and sugars turn into alcohol. And MSM, if you're taking it, it's too high. Donya on the chat says, then it's the same frequency as something else. It just means your sulfur is in stress. Somebody's saying yoga is wonderful for this. Need to oxygenate the body. What oxygenates the body? Nitric oxide certainly does. ATP, which you can buy at your health food store, AMPK, which you can buy at the health food store. Let's see if there's any AMPK indicated here. No. One of the other things, if you're gaining weight in your thighs and legs and it just seems like you can't get it away from you, usually there's a lack of breaking down fats. And that non-ability to break down fats can also cause fibromyalgia. Serine, taurine, coenzyme A, and cysteine, and one other one, pancreatic lipase. That's what will help break it down. This is at the technician level where you get all of this information. And we can hit here and just print this. And you can put just to me privately in the chat. Put in your email address. And I try to send this to you. Liquid drops are tabs. The drops taste terrible. They taste like a skid mark.
I know, but they're really good if you need to dose. But that's what I've used for a long time. I'm used to it. But it is not.
Linda said, no weight issues. Looks like she eats really, really healthy. But we need to get that pyruvate and get your energy cycles up and running at a cellular level. So I'll send you all this. You can see it's just full of pyruvate. I was hoping we could do two people, but we're out of time. It would be good to have things you just said in chat. I cannot spell pancreatic lipase. L-Y, is it P-A-S-E? It's to break down fat. And a lot of people who've had gallbladder trouble have trouble breaking down fats. Carnitine helps break down fats. Lack of fatty acids can also, if you're not digesting properly, they can erode the myelin sheathing on your nerves, and that can cause pain. There's choline involved in that, too. I cannot believe that we are at the end of the show. Please, if you want more, and we have tons more about what makes all of this happen, please join us on May 18th to the 23rd for a two-day technician course. It's going to be on fibromyalgia, and it'll teach you not only what I did today, but how to interpret what I did today. It will have things in it. Let me find some. Things like allergies and sensitivities and what are some of the symptoms. I'm trying to find some of the information over here. Here's some. We'll be going over things like this, the lack of pyruvate and what you do about it. The only thing it's going to cost you is some time. And then we'll hound you about helping other people in your community and when you get well, setting up your own bioacoustic center. Richard, last thoughts about where this is going to be, where they can find it, Stitcher and all that.
Sure. The sound from the after they hear the music in a moment, you'll be able to go to soundhealthoptions.com and find the music. Soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, then click on Happy Hour, and the replay link will be there. And or you can go out to iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Cast or Dog Catcher or Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is coming around nicely. And search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll find about 700 hours, I think we have now. And this show will be at the top because it's the most recent. But the aggregators are usually about a half an hour to an hour after the show. So if you want it right away, go to the soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, click on Happy Hour.
And I will edit this. And so anybody who wants to watch it can go to the portal or go to the radio announcement on our front page of Sound Health Options, and I will put the link there. If you want to start doing this right away, go to the apprentice section of the Sound Health portal, sign in, and they will give you software to play with, nutrition and muscles, usually, for you just to play with and learn. If you want to jump in with both feet and want to know about the biomarkers, you'll go to the technician session. And if you want to jump in the cold pool head first, become a practitioner, and that'll give you access to the frequencies that you need to back off all of this genetic stuff that you're seeing in Linda's chart. Linda, any last questions? Somebody's saying Google what? What were you saying, Richard?
Oh, Google Podcast.
Video.
For
Google
audio. It's another
podcast
aggregator now put together by Google. And it's coming around really well. A good, easy-to-use program, app.
Marcy says it would be nice to have those on the chat. It's hard to catch it so fast with hearing issues. So I Google
I'll do it.
Podcast. You're going to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
For those of you who want to catch the chat, who are watching us, click inside the box, Control A, Control C. And you can keep everything everybody wrote and all the links and all of that. I certainly appreciate you being here and taking time out of your day. For every one of you here, there's probably 20 or 30 that listen to us after we're all finished because their days are just jam-packed. And they can listen to these 24/7 if they'll go to either our Sound Health Options or Blog Talk Radio. The links are on our pages and it'll get you close. So grab the chat. Know that
I'll
you're
close down over here so you'll hear the theme music, but I'll close down Blog Talk Radio. And thanks, everybody. Thank you, Sherry. That was fun as always. I have an
down the rabbit
fun,
hole.
But that was pretty fun. Down the rabbit hole. That was good. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.